Now, if you decline a COVID vaccine, that's your business. Please don't come anywhere near my family if that is your choice. It's my choice not to have you too close because you pose a risk to me and my family. It's my view. And if you'd like to fight about it, we'll see you outside. But if you decline a COVID vaccine, it are going to be financial consequences. Your life insurance is going to cost you more in future. Let's talk to Rian van Rennen. Rian is the Discovery Life Chief Executive on the line to us from Johannesburg this evening. These are for future policies, Rian. This is for people who sign up on new policies from, I think it's today. If you take out a life insurance policy at Discovery Life, your premium will be higher than somebody who is vaccinated.
Hi, Bruce. Yes, thank you. Thank you for the introduction. And not entirely necessarily higher. What we set out to do is to recognize that vaccination significantly reduce the risk of contracting COVID, and if you contract COVID, of getting severely ill and getting hospitalized. So what we are doing, if you choose to get vaccinated, which we believe a majority of our policyholders and prospective policyholders will do, we will actually increase your payback available on qualifying policies to give you up to the full first year of premium back into your payback fund. So introducing really a powerful incentive and a reward for policyholders that choose to get vaccinated and when they take out a new policy. If you choose not to get vaccinated, then we will underwrite you based on your underlying health conditions and depending on age, taking real life risk factors into account. So it's
you
really
could
all about charging a fair price for the risk.
No, and that's the point. I mean, you could therefore be paying a higher premium than you may have paid previously, but the odds of getting a premium discount, which effectively the cashback is, are much higher if you do get the vaccinations. I mean, there is an incentive there then to be vaccinated.
That's exactly the point. That's exactly the point. So we really want to encourage everybody to get vaccinated, especially lives with higher risks and underlying conditions. It's in their own interest, it's in society's interest to get vaccinated.
There are at least half the people listening to us this evening shouting at their radios that it's their choice. They don't have to get vaccinated if they don't want to. And that is true. I mean, I asked the finance minister last night whether he felt that vaccinations should be mandatory. And he went, no. We live in a democratic society and it's everybody's choice. Of course, it's everybody's choice, but there are consequences to making that choice.
That's exactly right. And we're not taking any choices away. Just like we would underwrite risk based on health conditions or your lifestyle choices, whether you choose to smoke or not will have a consequence on your life premium. And so would choosing to have a vaccination against COVID have a consequence. If you have underlying conditions, you might get rated up. And if not, you would benefit from higher paybacks.
I run the risk of getting you into trouble with your health colleagues, but they haven't issued a statement along these lines. I wonder whether or not medical aid premiums should also be sort of structured in a similar way versus what's happening in life. Because in an integrated insurance program like Discovery, where, you know, if I'm a Discovery Health member and I get sick and get COVID and go to hospital for a month, well, it costs the medical scheme. If I then die, it costs the life company the insurance money on my life policy. Surely there is an incentive there for your health colleagues to be thinking in a similar vein?
They might well be from a pure risk perspective, Bruce. However, medical scheme premiums in South Africa operate on the basis of community rating. So it's unlikely that would make its way in there in the very near future.
Okay, that's interesting, because a friend of mine from university days contacted me the other day and said every conversation he's having with people is, why, if I'm having a vaccine, should I pay the same sort of premium as somebody who's not having a vaccine? We're not likely, therefore, to get discounted health insurance based on that understanding of the structure of insurance.
Yes, again, in the realm of community rating, you pay the same medical aid contribution regardless of age and underlying conditions. So that wouldn't be able to be taken into account within the current framework.
In terms of the claims experience you at Discovery Life have faced, just how much more severe or how much higher have the claims been in this third wave than in the previous two? Because, I mean, some of the numbers that Discovery has been publishing in the previous two waves have been quite startling. I can only imagine this third wave has been twice as bad as the second.
Not quite. We're still in the midst of the third wave. The claims experience typically have a lag compared to what you see in infections. So claims experience is still busy playing out and forming. We have our projections around that, and we're in a closed period reporting our results early September. By that stage, we should have a very clear picture of the third wave having emerged. So unfortunately, I can't give you much more detail at this stage.
Okay, fair enough on that point. But, I mean, you must have seen the statistics on customers of yours who are vaccinated. Their mortality, potential mortality outcome, is it fundamentally different from those who are unvaccinated?
Yes, it is. We can see it from the worldwide academic studies. The vaccinations shown up to 95% efficacy rate in reducing severe forms of COVID, and at least that in reducing mortality. Our own data that's emerging is starting to show similar patterns, although it's really on a smaller sample compared to some of these worldwide studies. So it is absolutely incredibly effective in reducing the risk of COVID.
Thank you. Rian van Rienen, the Discovery Life Chief Executive. So not necessarily loading your premium, but certainly effectively providing a discount on premium for those in the life company at Discovery who do have vaccines versus those who choose not to.